Star Destroyer hurtled through the endless void of space on a journey to the remotest outskirts of Galaxy 5118 GSQ. Its destination, a small inhabited Class M planet, known to its inhabitants as Earth. Aboard the Star Destroyer bridge, the crew readies itself for a most unusual encounter.
Mr. Fleckman, estimated time to arrival third planet of the system.
2 minutes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Fleckman, cut in the sublight engines. Bring us into a small, tight orbit, please.
Captain, honey, we've been getting some strange radio signals, honey.
Okay, Lieutenant Thelma, put it up on the screen.
Anything you say, honey.
And now here he is, strong enough to bend records with his bare hands, able to tell tall tales in a single breath. It's Super Chrissy. Yes, Super Chrissy. Strange visitor from another neighborhood. With powers and abilities far below those of mortal male and female persons. Who disguised as Crescent Company, Mom and their DJs were a semi-great metropolitan radio station, facing never-ending battle for truth, justice, and his incredibly meager paycheck.
The scenic Chris and Company building, located just a stone's throw and a hoot and a holler from the recreational area of the South, Sproul Avenue, just 32 miles from scenic Wando, the gateway to senility, where the city council cut down crime in the streets 50% by adding more streets, comes the freshly washed portion of Chris and Company, containing no harmful additives nor artificial ingredients, as Lewd Bandersnatch and the Five Sex Offenders provide the musical answer, a strict water diet, Lot's wife, and lobster thermidor with rice and cauliflower. Name a thinner, a sinner, and a dinner. Good morning, Charleston's best rock, WKTM North Charleston. It is 1 minute to 6:00, y'all. And this is Chris and Company.
Chris, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, it sounds like Jimmy. Well,
yeah, it is Jimmy Carter. You know, I sound like Chris Stevens, but I'm really Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy, I'm just wondering, the question on my mind right yes. now is what happened to all that underwear left behind in Iran?
I believe, I better not tell you that. I know what happened to it, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
I think the Ayatollah ate it. wanted to know, so I told you.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's currently partly cloudy, 42 degrees downtown.
In one sitting. He ate it.
And 40.
All of it.
In the north area, WKTM, for CNS National Bank, this is Hugh Roberts.
Fruit of the Loom, I won't say that either. Hello there, Jimmy Carter on WKTM. Did you hear that Reagan is a jelly bean fanatic? His three favorite flavors are lemon, licorice, and geritol. Good morning.
KTM, good morning. It is 7:24, 24 past 7. Chris and Company. Hugh, how are you this morning?
Oh, just dynamite.
Well, are you ready to exercise?
Oh, yes, I'm all ready.
I believe he's... Yep, I believe that is Clifford Persimmons. He brings along his own announcer. Come on in.
Good.
Okay.
And now it's time once again for the master of the middle-aged spread, everybody's favorite dumbbell, WKTM's exercise director, Clifford Persimmons.
Okay. Dumbbell, I heard that. That'll make 20 laps, Tubby. Okay, everybody up and get moving.
No. Leave me alone.
Stevens, is that a Twinkie you got there?
Yeah.
That'll make 20 push-ups right
20
now with
push-ups.
Your tongue. Now our exercise of the morning. Okay, stick your elbows in your ears. Let's go.
Oh. I can't get my elbows in my ears. I guess that guy
always has. I slipped a disc.
Well, I tell you what, while I'm trying to catch my breath, here he is, direct from the snow camp home from the criminally cute. Here is Hugh Roberts.
This is Hugh Roberts.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter.
Hello, Jimmy.
I have some advice for Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
I would suggest he move his office into the White House restroom. Because in Washington, that's the only place where anyone knows what they're doing anyway. Good morning, this is Jimmy Carter on WKTM with Chris and Company.
Dorchester Road, Sarge's. It's good. Well, yes, it's good. It's 6:25 as well, 25 past 6. Chris and Company, good morning, Hugh.
Good morning.
Of course, you know, today is Thursday, February 5th, 1981.
Yeah, I know that much.
Yeah, well, that famous troublemaker and founder of the Baptist Church, Roger Williams, arrived in Boston on this day in 1631.
What did he do in Boston?
Well, you know, in those days, Baptists were banned in Boston. Usually they were banned by dipping them in feathers and roll-on deodorant.
Oh, yes.
Well, Roger finally got tired of being banned and moved to Rhode Island and said,
That settles it.
Oh, who in the world is buzzing my buzzer this early in the morning? I can't believe it.
Who could it be?
Leave me alone. Oh, no. It's Rita.
Rita is...
Rita is back.
Oh, wait a minute.
What? Why, she's got...
What's she going to do this time?
She's got copies of Playboy. You're going to sell it to me?
Can I have an advanced issue?
Rita, that is too much.
She wants $12 an issue.
$12. Well, okay, put me down. You got $12? You want to buy one? Okay.
Not included. The centerfold, yeah.
Okay, let me see here. All right, thank you. $12. Just go on out, Rita. Well, let me see now. Pretty interesting. Let me look through here. Let me see here. Rita Jenrette's Guide to Washington Topless Bars and Massage Parlors. That's an interesting little start. And Rita's Fishing Tips.
Fishing Tips.
Yeah, Rita's Fishing Tips. Well, I can't wait to read this.
I can't either.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at the pictures.
Give it here. I give you $12. That's my money.
And now here he is.
Wait a minute. You can't take the centerfold
out of that. No. You've got to do the news. I've been slaving over a hot turntable. And now the star of the Broadway musical, it's Leukemia Charlie Brown. Here's Hugh Roberts.
Good morning. It's fair and cold tonight with a low once again in the mid-20s. Increasing... Excuse me.
What did you say?
I said excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Rita had me all excited there. Increasing cloudiness Friday with a high of, rather, a 30% chance of rain late in the day at a high near 50 degrees. Currently, we have clear skies and 32 downtown. 30 degrees here in the north area at WKTM. Well, Rita, get out from under there. She's hiding underneath the control board here while I'm reading the news.
No, I won't come out now.
Come on.
Get out, please.
Come on, I can't do news with you under there tugging at my cuffs.
All right, I'll leave, I promise
we'll buy up all the issues of Playboy. We'll make you a rich woman.
All right, I'll go away, but I'll be back.
You can have all of John's furniture. Okay, bye.
Total genetic structure. Now, how do we stop this? He may be on to something that is beyond our own comprehension. Now, because I believe him, I want this thing stopped.
The most terrifying experiment in the history of science is out of control, and the subject is himself. Altered States, rated R, restricted, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Starts Friday at the Northwoods Theater.
In the basement of the WKTM building, in a pay toilet, an experiment has gone awry. WKTM's newsman, Hugh Roberts, naked, is taking part in that experiment. And now he speaks to you.
President Reagan...
Applause! Good morning, it is 722 WKTM. Hello there, Hugh. How is it going this morning?
Good morning. Oh, pretty good.
And do you have a... understand we have a special report this morning?
Yes.
We sent Wendell out this morning early.
Wendell Rummage is out rummaging the streets.
Somewhere downtown Charleston.
Wendell?
Are we all? I'm so mad I could bite nails.
Wendell, you're supposed to talk about the traffic situation.
Well, I talk about traffic. It took me an hour to find a parking space. Then somebody ran in my car. I talk about traffic. Then they left a note. It says, I have run into your car and obviously caused a lot of damage. A crowd of people has gathered around. They think I'm writing down my name and address for you.
Yes.
They are wrong. I'm so mad I could bite nails.
Yes.
This is Wendell Rummage, mad as hell in downtown Charleston for WKTM News.
Thank you.
Don't put a ticket on that car. No, wait a minute.
Traffic report from downtown Charleston.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have a fine report from Wendell.
Yes.
KTM, that is Steve Miller. Keep on rocking me, baby. Good morning. It is 8:10 with Chris and Company. Morning.
And now with the morning inspirational message, here he is, that fast-talking, freewheeling, Eldorado-driving, pepper-shaking, money-hungry, sawed-off bundle of joy, the Right Reverend Dr. Pepper!
Thank you. Good morning, faithful fans and wealthy contributors. This morning, we will attempt to heal the swelling in Dolly Parton's chest. But first, our story. A young, voluptuous redhead was walking home alone one night when one of the bushes jumped a masked man. Give me your money, he said. She said, I don't have any. He said, give me your money or I'll search you. She said she didn't have any, and she gasped as he searched her. You better give me your money now or I'm really gonna search you. She said, but I don't have any. So he really searched her. So finally he said, I guess you really didn't have any money on you. For heaven's sake, she cried, don't stop now, I'll write you a check.
Hallelujah!
Hello, that Buzzer WKTM, I tell you, listen to that Chris Stevens is a real hoot, you know. Makes me want to set fire to my nose hairs and go to drag races. This is Manu Fletman from the Isle of Palms. Chris Stevens is in the restroom right now, so I'm going to play this here record. Here we go.
The Montague Overpass.
WKTM, good morning. It's 8:26. I understand Rita Jeanette is still out in front of the station selling magazines.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I tell you, she's back again.
Oh, no, no.
Listen.
Oh, it's Mr. Pigspock here, general manager. The boss is here. I see you bought about 18 of those magazines. Oh. Well, anyway, he's handed me a notice here, a letter. Let me see here. Well, wait a minute. It's a letter from the Latsanese Liberation Army.
The Latsanese Liberation Army?
Yeah, from Latsan. They're trying to liberate Latsan. Yeah. Says here, we have Folly Beach in carefully concealed hefty bags.
Uh-huh.
If you ever want to see that beach alive again, you better follow our directions.
And?
Take us seriously, because we're really mean.
Oh, what do they say?
They says they'll contact us, signed the Latsanese Liberation Army. Well, I could... Boss, you know anything about this?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. I bet it's Rita... They're going to probably try to kidnap Rita Jeanette.
Yes, sir.
Oh, now it comes out. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we'll have more details on that as it comes along. Now here he is, one of the few guys I know who can walk into an empty room and blend right in. Here, Roberts.
Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a 30% chance of rain late in the day and a high near 50 degrees. Oh, excuse me, my mic just fell apart. I mean, Rita tried to steal this thing while she was in here a while ago.
Well, thank goodness, that's all.
Currently, it's clear in 32 downtown, 29 at WKTM.
KTM, you're a little in love. That is, of course, Cliff Richards. And my grandfather just told me before he died, he said, Chris, But anyway, he always used to tell me, son, you may fall in love, but you'll have to climb out. It is 6:18, and WKTM is planning to have a rockathon this weekend with the March of Dimes. That's right, this weekend. Be at Northwoods Mall this afternoon at 3 o'clock for registration, and we'll get started at 4. We'll rock for 25 hours to help fight birth defects. So come on out. It's not too late to get in on it.
At the Northwoods Theater.
Yeah, that's a really frightening movie. You know, that guy gets in there, and he's going to stay for like 2 days and gets in there 5 minutes and discovers he has to go to the bathroom.
Aww.
Yeah. Good morning. It is 6:24 WKTM, Chris and Company. And, of course, Hugh Roberts should be sobering up enough to come to the microphone any minute now. Hugh? Hello. You know, sometimes I sneak up on him like this, you know, he's not ready. Hold on just a second. Let me walk down the hall here.
My microphone quit working.
Wait a minute. You can't come into my studio and use my microphone.
I just did.
Folks, this is beyond. Well, sit down.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
I always did want to play disc jockey.
Yeah, well, now you get to play it for real. I heard there's an opening in San Francisco if you're interested. Well, let me see now. Yes, folks, radio history moves ahead at a warp speed. You just do the news and I'll stand around.
Okay, I'll just do the news.
Go ahead.
The South Carolina House and Senate have tentatively approved a constitutional amendment to allow governors to serve two consecutive terms. Experts say a lot. Would you shut up back there? I'm trying to do the news already.
For an elegant selection of Valentine's gifts, come to Jewel Box. We've been making Valentine's Day memories for over 50 years.
See the complete line of fine jewelry and diamonds at Jewel Box in Northwoods Mall, Charleston Heights.
I suppose you want to do the weather now.
I want to know who ripped my mic cord out of here.
I didn't know what to mean.
Has Rita been back in here?
No, I haven't seen her.
Not here. He's out on the street.
Yeah, well, you never know. The weather. Let me do the weather.
Here, you do the weather.
Okay, thank you. Cloudy with a 30% chance of rain today, ending early this evening, decreasing cloudiness tonight, high today near 50, a low tonight 35, partly cloudy Saturday with a 20% chance of afternoon showers. Right now, it's cloudy and 37. You got a dime?
Yeah.
I got to get this thing started. See, our jukebox is not working this morning. Thank you. Okay, that's good. All right. Which one do you want? Oh, okay, let's E7. All right, thank you. Well, WKGM, good morning. It is 6:27 with Chris and Comp now.
Uh-huh.
WKTM, good morning. The weather for today, cloudy with a 30% chance of rain ending early this evening. High 50 right now, cloudy and 37. Chicago, if you leave me now, I'll get revenge. Good morning, it's 7:08, and now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take you around your corner and up your block to the furthest nook of the Ashley River, where we find the lovely and talented mistress of weather, Mother Nature.
Good morning, Mother Nature.
Morning, Chris.
How's the weather this morning?
Real nice.
What kind of?
Kind of sunny.
Mm-hmm.
High in the middle 50s.
Uh-huh.
Chris.
Yeah.
I've got a problem.
What's your problem, Ma?
I'm losing my boyfriend. You're,
well, Ma, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you're getting kind of portly.
Kind of what?
Why don't you diet?
Diet?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. What color do you think he'd like?
Who says women don't know anything about auto parts?
I think you just did, my dear. WKTM, good morning. It is 7:23, 23 minutes past 7. Oh, yawn. This is Chris and company.
Good morning. I'm here this time.
Well, wonderful.
Yes. It works.
Oh, you finally fixed it, huh?
Yes.
You had some small change. Put it in there.
Now, I think Rita got the cord wrapped around her ankle yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I understand that Rita is back selling more photographs this morning.
Really? Yeah, are these fully clad or partially?
No, they're partially clad.
Partially clad.
We're hoping for fully clad, but you know how it is.
Well, can't win them all, I guess.
Got some articles here from the upcoming magazine. The article
good.
In the,
why don't you read some of that?
Yeah, thank you. John Jenrette admits that if he was feeling romantic, he'd talk to Rita, but only if he was near a telephone.
Oh, uh-huh.
And rumors are that Rita would like to run on the Democratic ticket with Teddy Kennedy in 1984.
That's an interesting ticket.
Yeah, you could call them strip and dip. Well, or fake it and naked. Oh, well, and now here he is, the guy who always says, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Hugh Roberts.
Thank you, Chris. Downtown 36 here at WKTM for Wang Labs. This is Hugh Roberts.
Well, thank you, Hugh. Good morning. Yes. 7:27. It's Chris and Company. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Somebody's. Oh,
it's the boss.
Uh-oh.
Have you? What is it? He's got a letter in his hand. Is it for me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Let's have it. All right. You brought
read
this
that sucker.
In, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, it's from the Ladsonese Liberation Army.
The Ladsonese Liberation Army.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Says, okay, so we kidnapped Folly Beach. We've got Rita Jenrette, and if you don't cooperate, we'll let her take off the rest of her clothes and write more.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and write more of those stupid articles for Playboy, Hustler, and Popular Mechanics. And then you'll really be sorry. Besides, those hefty bags at Folly Beach Sand are starting to complain about that Jenrette broad, and we'll be in touch.
Oh, man.
Sincerely, the Ladsonese Liberation Army.
We're in a lot of trouble now.
Boy, I tell you.
Cloudy, 38 downtown, 36 here in the north area. That's 2 degrees Celsius. WKTM for Pappy's Radio Service. This is Hugh Roberts.
I'm telling you, that Hugh is a real swinger. Met a blonde last night and offered to go halfies on a drink with her. Good morning. It's 8:04. WKTM, that is Don McLean crying. Good morning, it's 8. Don, you've soiled your hanky. Don, just be quiet. It'll be okay. You'll get over it. It's okay. KTM, good morning. That is how Hugh Roberts gotten into radio, I understand.
What now?
That's how you got into radio.
What?
Working at a bank.
Oh.
The drive-in window?
Yes.
Can I help you? Would you like to make a deposit? Good morning, it is 8:26, and time now, yes indeed, it is time now for Today in History. Now for all you history buffs in the audio radiance, time for another feature irritation of Chris and Company as we dubiously present Today in History.
Get on with it, would you?
Now in an effort to correlate the elements of humor and facts, laughter, I've got to intro this due to a budget cut, so I gotta disguise my voice.
Okay.
Unless you're being chased around your bedroom by your over-affectionate rhino, join with me and the rest of the studio audience in welcoming back to our studio our resident historian, that frivolous philanderer of fantasy and former button pusher in that big cave in Colorado, Dr. Chris A. Company, B-I-G-B-O-O-M.
Big Boom? Who writes these things anyway? All right, now, so, I think I hurt myself. Some birthdays today... I really do. I may have to check in. Some birthdays today. Babe Ruth in 1895. Of course, Babe Ruth was remembered for inventing the small child bearing his name.
Yeah.
Also a big collector of candy bars.
President Reagan is 70 today.
Yes, that's right.
Adding on to his age. Actually, he stopped counting at 70 a long time ago. You know, it's kind of scary when you think about it. If the president was still an actor, which remains to be seen, of course, by last night, he'd be too old to play the president.
He's our first geriatric president.
Yes, indeed. Roll in the bedpan. On this day, Assemblyman John Esposito came to the rescue on this day in 1977 to prevent the state assembly from designating the praying mantis as the official New York State insect.
Uh-huh.
Esposito insisted it would be immoral to honor any insect that eats its mate.
What would Rita Jeanrette have to say about that?
Oh, don't.
Oh, she's tied up in a garbage bag around on Folly Beach right now.
Well,
captive by the Ladsonese Liberation Army.
All righty. And now, here he is, the man who has given me courage to go on, Hugh Roberts.